Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. And the hadith we want to look at today comes to us from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in which it is reported that he said, الحق منجات لكل عامل وحجة لكل قائل. It is reported that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the truth is a salvation or a savior for every doer and a proof for every speaker. Truth in and of itself is something that can be understood in different ways. Sometimes when we talk about truth, we talk about oral or verbal truth, meaning truth in speech. And sometimes we talk about truth in terms of action. When a person is upon the truth, it means that that person is following the true path in his life and in his actions. And if a person is speaking the truth, it means that his words are true and that he is not telling a lie. So Imam Ali alayhi salam here talks about both types of truth, the truth in action and the truth in speech. He says, truth in action is a savior for every doer of any deed. Because if you are a doer of an action and you do the action in truth, which would entail doing it for the right reasons, doing the right kind of action at the right time with the right intention, then you are going to be saved by that truth, by that good action, by that action which is done in the right way. So truth is a savior of those who act upon it. And truth is a proof for those who speak it. Because truth is self-evident. And when a person speaks the truth, if later on an investigation is carried out to see whether what they are saying is true or false, then it will be proven that they have spoken the truth, because truth in and of itself is self-evident. And so truth in terms of speech is a proof for the speaker. And so in this beautiful hadith, the Imam alayhi salam is basically telling us to hold on to the truth, both in action and in speech, for indeed truth is a savior and a proof. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to always grant us the ability to act on the truth and to speak it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.